Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show. Each episode, we bring you news and interviews with local businesses, discuss business tips and advice on how to get started or the best out of your business. Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Good morning, viewer. How are we today? Well, I'm here with Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello. Hi.
And your company has brought an amazing array of sweet treats.
Yes, it has. It's bubble tea and desserts.
Dessert. And it's, yeah. What's the name of the company?
Sweet Amy's.
Sweet Amy's.
Yeah.
So, okay, nice and original then. You thought you'd incorporate your name and sweets.
I thought something that represents everything, so it's diverse for it all, so I'm not stuck with just one dessert. It'd be wide range.
Many okay, yep. We're going to come back to these. We want to find a bit more about you first, yep, before we get started. So tell us about yourself. When did you start cooking?
I started baking about 20 years ago, but cooking I was doing from a young age. So my mum used to teach me all sorts of recipes. But baking, I started doing when the kids were little, really, when I got onto it.
So they would bake with you?
Yeah, a lot.
Mum would be there with...
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, mum would be there with hers, and then the kids would be there with theirs. That's
licking.
You use those.
Yeah.
This is mine, yeah. That's yours.
That's it, yeah, basically.
I remember when I was a kid, my mum always used to bake cakes, and I always say, can I lick the bowl out, please?
Yeah, no, that's it, standard.
Yep. That was always the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, so. Lick the bowl. And the spoon.
Okay, so you're a baker?
Yeah.
And you're a cook?
Yeah. But I also love different drinks. So,
you all love drinks. Oh, sorry.
I like whatever I go out and I try,
yeah,
I want to come home and I want to replicate it. So that's where the bubble tea obsession.
Yes, bubble tea. Now, I've never had bubble tea before at all. Never, yeah. Never. It's never interested me whatsoever. So this is new to me. And do you know what? It's actually really nice.
Yeah. So I've converted you, which is good.
The only thing is, with bubble tea, it's got these little round things in.
Pearls or bubbles, yeah.
Which have an infusion of flavour.
Yeah.
So, and do they just disintegrate after a while?
Yes. So they're actually made from... it's like the algae, so the acid from an algae.
Oh, yeah, that sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but it tastes good, and that's why they say it's okay for vegans, because it doesn't use any animal fats or anything to make the jelly pearls.
Okay, because bubble tea is new. I mean, my teenagers love bubble tea.
Yeah.
You love bubble tea. Your teenagers love bubble tea as well. So you thought, do you know what? I'm going to get into bubble tea.
Yeah. I'm obsessed. I think I'm a bit more obsessed than my children are. So I thought I need to figure out how to make everything from scratch.
Well, you did. You made this from scratch. He turns up, okay, with all these pots and that. Bit of that, bit of that, bit of that. Mix it all together. I need some cold water. Go and get some cold water. There we go. And this is what happened. And it was lovely.
Thank you.
Absolutely lovely. So, whereabouts, I mean, where do you sell bubble tea?
So what my plan is, so I'm right at the beginning of planning my business, is, yep, I want to do it at events or farmers markets. So I plan, once I establish all the menu and ingredients that I want to do, I will then be contacting different event corporations and
getting
that way.
You're going to be making your own ingredients, your own drinks from your ingredients. So a lot of trialing going on in your house at the moment.
So I do like bubble tea and cake parties. We're in the family.
Yeah.
So this weekend I've actually asked one of my teenagers to invite all her friends over. And so I'm going to try out my new, so I've got my waffle machine, my commercial waffle machine, and try all different.
You're winning mum points here, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. So she's got a whole selection of her friends coming over. That's good. More variety of people to trial the different flavours on, which is
even better.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's vegan, which means, so is it vegetarian as well?
Yeah. So it depends what you go for, because you can get the milk tea, but mm-hmm, I don't drink milk myself. So I drink oat tea. So I just substitute the milk for oat.
Yeah.
So you can, and there's healthier options as well. You can go for matcha, which is quite popular. It's the green one. It looks bright.
What's
green.
It called?
Matcha. So it's
I thought you said macho.
Macho. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. It is. It's M-A-T-C-H-A.
So okay.
Matcha, which there is a traditional way that that they make it with, like, this bamboo thing, which I actually want to learn how to do. I want to learn how to do it a traditional way. But, yeah, that's another thing.
Okay, okay. I'd just like to say there's nothing healthy about this.
Not that one there. Apart from there's lemons, fresh lemons, and yeah, there's actually peach iced tea in it. But it's the sugar.
It's the sugar.
It's the sugar content in that one.
Yeah.
Because I know that you like Coke, so I thought you need your sugar.
And it is absolutely lovely. Yeah. It's really, really nice. Jack's got one over there as well.
I think it's absolutely superb. It's really nice.
Is it the same flavour?
Yeah, so you've both got the peach iced tea with passion fruit syrup and passion fruit pearls.
Look at the face. Look at the face. He's loving it. He's absolutely nice. Loving that. Yeah?
Do you think that'd be an alternative to drinking your Coke?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. What you need? Do you need to bottle it now?
Yeah, so you can. I think you can get them in, like, cans and stuff like that, but they're not as good as making it fresh.
I was going to say, it's very much like the Lipton.
Yeah,
but it's got the bubbles in it, obviously.
So and it depends what flavors you want. You can completely play around with the flavors and the different pearls as well.
So I want strawberries as well, so next time
you can get strawberry pearls with strawberry syrup. There's a winter melon one, which I think they do that as well.
Right, now then, we need to move on. We need to move on to the cakes in the room.
Yeah.
So I said to begin with, they look like ice cream.
Yeah.
They look like little things of ice cream. Should we just dive in?
You can go for it. Dive?
Sorry, Jack. It's over here.
That's all right. I watch from here.
You can watch.
So if we take the lid off now, do you order these online or? Do you just phone up and you deliver them? How does it work?
For myself. So because I'm doing it, I'll be doing it for farmers markets and events. I will be selling it on the stall. So I'm going to have my own stall.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm doing it for family and friends. So my friends ordered some for Christmas and family's birthdays and stuff like that.
So they're the guinea pigs.
They are.
Do they ever hand it back and go, nah,
no,
I don't like that one.
I'll get, can I order some more? And I've got my friend's birthday coming up. So, yeah.
You know, this would go down well for weddings as well.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Look at this. Look, that is amazing. Look at that, Jack.
That is Oreo crazy, that one.
I've overlay a video on it.
So that's actually Nutella buttercream with waffles that I made this morning. And it's got Oreo biscuit crumbs throughout.
Is this the healthier one?
That's the healthier option with the nuts in it.
Yeah.
Neil, it's your day off today, all right?
I know.
Cheat day.
I know. But no, this is amazing. And you make the waffles as well?
Yes, I make them from scratch in the morning. If I do the events, I'll be making them there and then right in front of everyone, the waffles and the bubble tea. So it'll be fresh straight out.
So this Nutella is piped?
Yes. So I mixed it with buttercream. So I got Nutella, mixed it with buttercream, and then put it in a piping bag and then piped it in the middle and then on top again.
Okay. So I'm going to have a bit more of this one because I need to try the other one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack. I need to try the other one as well.
So that's Oreo, like an Oreo mix that I've done.
And these are proper Oreo biscuits?
Yeah.
Not the fake ones?
No. So this is the Oreo crumbs are... of the real Oreo ones. The mini ones I actually got from, because I do quite a lot of shopping from the Korean superstore, because that's where I get lots of my bubble tea stuff from. And so I got them.
I'm going to have a slurp of bubble
tea.
Yeah,
you go for it.
Yeah, watch it all down.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So I was going to say the other one is, it's pistachio with, it's got cappuccino chocolate that I actually got from Dr. Chocks in Windsor, because I've been speaking with them about ordering chocolate from them because they're a chocolatier place.
So we've
agreed that I'll
so you've got little bars of chocolate. Look at these.
Yeah, so
they look amazing.
So there, I don't know if you like orange, that's actually orange galaxy chocolate on top.
It's just chocolate. That's fine. Yeah.
So chocolate orange on top with the melted down cappuccino chocolate and dairy milk chocolate buttons from the chocolatier shop in Windsor. And then the waffles and then pistachios.
So it contains a lot of chocolate.
It's a lot of chocolate.
So a lot of chocolate.
Hopefully you like chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate. I love it to bits. Hang on.
So I don't know if you can taste the cappuccino at all. That's one that was mixed in and melted down. I don't know if you need a bit more.
A bit more. I'm being told to eat more chocolate. Yes, hang on. Bear with. I'll tell you what, you can really, really taste, obviously, the pistachios and everything. Yeah. It's not as not as chocolatey as that one.
Okay, yeah, that one's full on.
But I do love these. I'm going to have to take one of those. Right there. Sorry.
So these are the cake, basically, they're called like cake in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying out, I also do make cake as well, and I put some a cake layer, then buttercream, then cake. But this one I've been trying out with the waffles because I've got my new waffle machine. So I think I like this idea with the waffles, but I'll be making them fresh every morning and then selling
them. Do you make them with fruit as well? Like the Americans, they have fruit waffles.
Yeah, I was going to do that. So when I sell it on the store, I was going to like cut up some, and that's the same with the bubble tea. I was going to cut up some apples and strawberries and all fresh fruit.
Sorry, you're talking healthy now. That's
I just got right over your head.
Well, Amy, thank you very much. And I think there's some events coming up around here that you definitely need to attend.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So it'll be great to talk to you again. Yeah. 6 months' time, summertime.
Yeah.
We can see how you're getting on.
Yeah.
Well, keep in touch with us, because what is, when you do your first event, give us a shout. We'll come down, we'll do some videos with you.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Amy.
Yes, thanks for having me.
No problem, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we are always looking for existing and new businesses to talk to. So if you'd like to be part of our Buzz Talk business show, email us at info@buzzpodcast.co.uk. You can find us on Apple, Amazon, Google and Spotify. And remember to check our website, buzzpodcast.co.uk. So till next time, stay positive and we can help push your business forward.